I thought I'd start with an intro because
that's
today.
That's what your intro is?
Maybe.
Can you replicate it?
Okay. You have to get closer.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Hi. So today on Trying to Communicate with Kayla, I want to introduce all of you to my best friend. Her name is Courtney Williams, and you should go ahead and just, that was water in the background. She wasn't going to the bathroom.
No, actually, I'm peeing live.
Yeah?
Oh. Hi, I'm Courtney.
Tell us about yourself.
Really good intro.
Yeah. Ba-cha-pa-cha-pow.
Good lord. Okay, tell you about me. My name is Courtney. I am a lady, I guess. I don't know. I've never been on the podcast. I feel like I should describe myself, but that's not what people do on podcasts.
Yeah, do it. Describe yourself. There's no rules here.
Oh, don't say that. You know that never mind.
No.
There's
no filter.
There's that little Caesars commercial where he's like, there are no rules, and he starts to take his shirt off, and then someone in the back is like, put your shirt back on, and he's like, there's one rule. Like, that's what that made me think of. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
I am a human. I don't know what to say.
So nice.
Well, I don't want to say, like, compliments about myself.
Do it. I give you full permission to give yourself 5 compliments. Ready? Go. 1.
Okay, I'm really nice.
Okay, 2.
I'm very forgiving.
Okay, 2. 3. 3.
I love yoga.
4.
Wait, that's not a compliment.
It's okay. It can be one thing. Okay, 3, 4. Can you replicate that?
Okay.
Just make sure.
Better at Kayla than intro jingles. 5.
You're an asshole.
I am an asshole, but a lovable asshole.
You are.
That's 5.
Yeah.
It's a good compliment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Well, today I have invited my best friend on because we have something very similar in common. We are both nannies. Yes,
oh,
we
yeah.
are.
Love them little kids.
Well, currently I'm not because, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Miss Rona.
Yep. But so other than that, I'm normally a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be funny to tell you some babysitting and nannying horror stories, because why not?
There have been a lot of things over the years. I don't know if horror story is right, though. They're just super weird or entertaining, or sometimes it is a horror story, but mine are mostly like kids just being dumb.
Yeah, and that can be a horror all in itself.
I guess so, yeah.
So, I hope right now is a good time to pause because I have to tell y'all about my favorite Mexican food restaurant in the whole entire world, and it's in the heart of Knightdale, North Carolina, which is a small town outside of Raleigh. So if you ever go to Raleigh for trips or business or whatever, you should totally go eat here. But I grew up in Knightdale, so I grew up going here all the time, and it's called El Señor. They are famous for getting their food to the table before your drinks even get there. I mean, they are so fast. The food is so good. I'm literally craving chicken nachos right now as I'm talking. I could also go for some chicken fajitas, steak fajitas. Oh my gosh. Okay, maybe I need to stop talking about Mexican food during quarantine. Oh my gosh. But if you are ever in the area, go check it out because it's my absolute favorite place in the whole wide world. And let them know I sent you. Tell them that you heard about them through the Trying to Communicate with Kayla podcast. And you will get 10% off your bill. You're welcome. But, okay, well, let's talk about first what the difference between babysitting and nannying is, because I feel like most people don't understand that.
Is it bad that it bothers me that people
it
don't understand?
It really bothers me. One time I got into an argument with Erica on G105 because I tried to go into an explanation and she was like, we don't have time for this long of a story. And I was like, fine. And I hung up.
Aww,
so if anyone heard
There was a chance you heard me on G105.
Yeah, if anyone heard that, that was me.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to pee in my pants this episode.
Maybe. Hopefully not.
Okay. Well, so you give me your definition of what the difference is, and then I will try to explain mine, too.
Okay. Well, I feel like, I feel the reason I get upset about this is because nannying for me is more of, like, my profession, which sounds weird to say, but, like,
That's what I've been doing
since I graduated high school. I didn't go to college. I just started working right out the gate because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And it turned out this was the thing I needed to be doing, which is cool. But nannying for me is more of like a long-term thing. Like you are immersed in the family. You eventually become a family member whether you like it or not. Like if you stick with the family. For me, for example, I've been with the family that I am with currently still for 5 years. And that's crazy to me that I've been with some family for 5 years. I've liked a family enough to stay with them, or they've treated me well enough. That means
they're your unicorn family.
Yeah, they're my unicorn family, which is great. Yeah. So,
wait, give me a definition of what a unicorn family is for all of those who don't understand our lingo.
Well, being a unicorn in a friend group or in any kind of group just means that you're like the standout. You are one of a kind. You're not really something that comes around too often, i.e. unicorns, which I've only seen like two, but you know, besides the point.
Onward!
Great movie. We won't try to sidetrack too much, but...
This is not an ad. We just really fucking love it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was amazing.
I mean, you got unicorns, mermaids, and fairies in, like, the first 10 seconds of a Disney movie. That's
all What more can you ask for?
That's all you need to do to get me and Kayla to sit there.
But yeah.
Anyways, so nannying is more of, like, immersive. Babysitting, I feel, is like, hey, I'm going to come over and feed your kids crap food and then, like, leave at 10 p.m. You're going to pay me absurd amounts of money and I'm never going to talk to you again. Maybe I will. Maybe not. It's more up to me. Like
I was going to say the same exact thing about the junk food.
Yeah. You can get them all wound up on sugar and then leave. But nannying, you have to, like, go back the next day so that doesn't really work out for you.
So you have to actually be smart about it.
Yeah.
You can't be, like, grandma coming in.
Babysitting is hands-off childcare. Nannying is, like, being a parent.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I like it. Okay, I would describe it as with nannying, I feel like you have so much more responsibility. Like you have to come in kind of like what you said, like maybe even third parent, like not third parent like level, but I mean, I think with nannying, you have to be on the same page as the parents. You have to discipline the way the parents want to discipline. You have to do the things the parents want to do. And with babysitting, you can come in there, get the kids high off a load of sugar, and then make them watch a movie, and then you go downstairs and watch your own movie and have wine, and that's that. Like, you don't have to deal with the consequences the next day. So I think you did a pretty good explanation. But, yeah, of course, honey.
Okay, so tell me about your version of a kid's horror story, because we came up with that term. So I feel like you got one ready to go.
I do. Oh my God. Okay. So this one is the one I tell every single time. You know how when you go for a new nanny interview and they're like, what's the worst thing that has ever happened to you on a job? And you're like, oh, do I have a story for you? So this is the story that I always tell. So one night I'm babysitting for a family that I used to nanny for. So like, just think about that dynamic for a second. I know the kids very well. I know the house very well.
How long have you been with them?
Like a year and a half.
Okay. That's a
long
time.
So a pretty significant amount of time.
Yeah.
And I loved those kids. And like, we had been through a lot together, but I don't know. You just need to know that, I feel like. But I went into the night without a cell phone because I had messed it up. I had cracked it. I had broken it. I don't remember exactly. I just remember not having a phone. And the way that we got in touch was through like Facebook. I mean, it was like some And so long story short, I end up going over there to babysit and they were supposed to come home at like 11, 1130 latest. And they knew that I had to babysit or nanny the next day. And I remember sitting there and thinking, okay, well, they're going to be home soon. So goes to 11, goes to 11:30. They're still not home. And I'm like, all right, well, it's fine. Like, people have been late before. It's not a big deal. So then it's 12 and I decide to call because I've had people like get into car accidents before and stuff, like on the way home from going places, and they actually need my help. And like, it's just like, it can be really, really bad when you've been in bad situations. So of course my mind goes to the worst thing. So I start calling their phone and like, no one's answering. And I'm thinking to myself, well, it's not like they can call back, because if they call back, it's like 12:30 at this point and both of the kids are asleep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like kind of freaking out. And finally, I'm like, well, I guess they will wake me up whenever they get home. Like, I don't know what else to do. And so I like start dozing off, but then I wake up to the dad like trying to wake me up. And he's like awkwardly like, hey, hello. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst part of it all. Yeah. But I was like, oh, sorry. And he was like, I need your help. I was like, okay, with what? And he said, I need you to go get my wife. I'm like, where is she? And he like just points to outside, and the door, front door, was wide open. And so I like walk outside and I can't find her. I can't see her anywhere. And then all of a sudden I hear in the bushes. And so I look and she's like throwing up all in the bushes. It is such a terrible sight. And all I want to do is go home, because at this point it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And they told me that they were going to be home at 11:30, the latest. And so I had to help get her back inside. And then the husband, like, I got her inside and I was like, will you help me? And he was like, nah, she can like take it from here. I was like, oh, I guess they got in a fight or something. But I never ended up going back and babysitting for them ever again. It was horrible.
Probably for the best, though, to be completely honest.
Like,
and hope they are well.
Well, it was so awkward. I was like, even if y'all are fighting, like, you need to go get your freaking wife. Like, you don't have your babysitter go and get your freaking wife out of the freaking... Wife. Yeah. Go get her out of the bushes, please.
See, I would have just charged extra. The wife retrieval fee is like an extra $50 or something.
You're cheap.
Well, sorry that my... I don't
know how to reply to that. Sorry my hypothetical payments are too cheap for you.
Oh my god. Okay, well, that was my first story, so what's yours? Hit me with your best story.
Okay, so anytime anyone asks me for any kind of story regarding a kid, there's one that pops up in my brain first, and I feel like I need to share it because it's just funny.
Okay.
I used to work at a summer camp, and oh my god, being a camp counselor was probably the best thing ever. So much fun. That's just, if you know me at all, you know that that is where I belong. I am a giant child at heart, so.
You are.
Getting to hang out with a bunch of kids all the time and like be stupid and get paid for it, that's awesome. Like, 1 week I literally wore a hot dog costume every day in like 90 degree heat just to make kids laugh. And like, that's awesome. Mind you, we didn't get paid a lot, but it wasn't really about that at my point in life. But anyways, one summer, okay, I had a pseudonym at camp, and it was Corndog, and it unfortunately follows me everywhere. Like, never had a nickname that stuck except for freaking Corndog. But it's fine, because when you introduce yourself to a kid as, hey, I'm Corndog, what kid's going to be intimidated by you? What kid's
going
to be like, oh, you're scary. Your name
good tactic plan.
Yeah, exactly. So I would introduce myself, hey, I'm Corndog, and it always warrants a weird like, what, that's a silly name. And I'm like, okay, well, we can all have silly names. And this one girl, I honestly god don't even remember her real name, she just goes, can you call me Meat Sweats? And I was taken aback. She said Meat Sweat, like, in that deep voice. She's maybe 10. Very
Meat Sweats.
Another thing you have to know about me, I really challenge everybody to embrace their weird, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to dull my weird down mm-hmm. to make you feel comfortable.
I love it.
So a lot of children really took that and ran with it. And oh my god, they would embrace their weird. And yeah, she was like, call me Meat Sweats. And I was like, all right, you got it, Meat Sweats.
What were some of the other people's names?
Oh god.
I hope there was a roasted duck. That's what I would have been.
Roasted. You would have had me call you roasted duck. Out of all the things, you as a 9-year-old said, "Hi, call me roasted duck." Are you for real?
No.
Nah. Some of them were like, "Haha, donut." Or one girl was gluten free, so she was actually gluten free donut. So I called her GFD all week, which is funny. I'm actually still pretty close with her, which is so funny. Some of the weirdest and coolest people I've ever met have been under the age of 10. So, like, it is what it is.
I like it.
Let's see. Okay, I can tell you about in the blob. That's a good one.
Okay, do it.
I had a camper one time, and her name was Sassy Little Girl. Oh, my God.
Sassy, bougie, nasty, ratchet, stupid. I don't know.
I don't know it either. I can't help you. She was so sassy and so funny. So obviously I liked her. And there was this thing at camp called the blob, which is like okay. I have to illustrate for the people. So Kayla has 3 cats and there's like this noise of something being dragged across the ground. And Bentley, one of her cats, has like one of those toys on a stick, but he's holding the toy in his mouth and dragging the stick part around. Because no one's playing with him. It's so cute.
He's oh my God. Look at
he's just walking around in circles right now. This is
he's adorable. The cutest thing I've ever seen. I love him.
So anyways, there's this thing at camp called the blob, which if you've ever watched America's Funniest Home Videos,
I love the blob.
It's this giant pillow that sits on a lake, and one person sits on the front part, and another person jumps off of a platform onto the back part, and the person on the front goes, "Whee!"
It is the perfect recipe for a belly
hysterical.
Flop.
It is. And at camp, there is this very strict rule, and it is strict for a reason, you'll know that after this story, of a weight difference of only 50 pounds. So if there's a girl that's like maybe 80 pounds, nobody above 130 can jump and blow her off because she will go flying, like zoom. So whoever was on the blob duty at that time, it was not me, and I can confidently say that because she came back to tell me the story. Whoever was on blob duty at the time did not enforce the weight limit and was probably a whopping 65 pounds, like tiny. And
oh,
someone, like full-grown male counselor, 200 pounds, jumped.
She die?
No, she didn't die. Why would that be a funny story? I wouldn't tell you that. She comes to me. Okay, so I had been at activities. This year, I think I was Alpine Chief or whatever, so mm-hmm. I was never in other activities. I was always at the tower. So I would come back really late and I would sit down and they would all like flock around me and I'd be like, okay, tell me about your morning. And this particular day, everyone was like, you have to listen to. And I was like, oh, are you okay? And she was like, corn dog. I saw God. And I was like, well, Kanata is a Christian camp. So I wasn't shocked by that. But I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I got blobbed by some really big guy, and I flew up in the air, I saw God, I saw all the people in the cabin, I saw corn dog, then I came back down, and I popped a blood vessel in my eye. And she was so happy about it. She was like, it was the
psychopath.
Coolest thing ever. I loved her. She was so funny, because normally yeah. you'd be like, oh, God. I
are
have
you
to
okay?
Write up an incident report.
Yeah.
But she was like, that was so fun. They're never going to let me
how
do it again.
How high did she go?
I don't know. I wasn't there to see it, but she literally popped a blood vessel in her eye.
Yuck.
It was so funny, though.
Like, oh, wow.
No one got in trouble. She was fine. I hope she's doing good. Hope her eye vessel healed.
Well, so that, oh my God. So that reminds me of this one time when... Okay, I was babysitting, not nannying. I keep getting that mixed up, and I'm the one that's like gets really pissed at people for getting it mixed up. It's fine. But one time, I was babysitting for this family for the first time, so I knew nothing about them. I had never watched them before. I just got them as a referral, or like I was a referral from somebody else. And I came in, and the mom was like very fast to leave. And whenever that happens, you know that the kid is a demon.
Yeah.
Like
play with their poop or something.
Yeah, like something super, super weird. Because she didn't give me any warning. She didn't give me any guidance. Like she was like, we'll be back.
Good luck. Locked door from
yes.
outside.
I was like, holy All right. So I remember being in the house and like I go to the bathroom and the kid is like 3 or 4, like not old at all, but mischievous. And so I come out of the bathroom and the kid's gone. And I'm like, oh God, is he hurt? Like, what is going on? Oh, I don't know what to do. And so then I'm like, hello, hello. And then I hear giggling coming from the parents' room. And I go up to the door and it's locked. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how to unlock it. So you know how some doors on top of the door, they have the little key. So I go try to look on off the top of the doors, no keys. I look in the office for like a little, what are they called? Clips. One of those clips that you can undo.
Bobby pin?
No, like a, like in the office, like a paper clip. Oh. Yeah. You like undo it. A bobby pin?
Well, that's what I use to pick locks.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to do that next time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, so I find this thing and I try to open the door and nothing is working. Like, obviously, it's not one of these doors that easily unlocks. And so I call the mom and she's like, oh, it's fine. Like, we'll be home soon. It's no big deal. And so she gets home. She unlocks the door and we find nail polish paint all over everything in the parents' room. Like, literally, that little kid had gone to town, had stolen all the nail polish from up top. I start crying because I'm like, oh, God, I'm not gonna get paid for this. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
That's the first thing that usually goes through your brain.
I mean, yeah.
See, I would be like, oh my gosh, she's gonna choke on nail polish. She's gonna drink it.
Well, I was worried about his well-being at first, but then
he gets annoying.
Yeah, I was like, dude, open the f***ing door, and he wouldn't. So anyways, the mom never asked me to babysit again, but like weirdly, awkwardly on the way that she was like shuffling me out, she was like, ha, he does this a lot. Ha, like that's why the nail polish was hidden on top of the refrigerator. Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, what? And yeah, like
simple. Hey, don't let him touch the nail polish. And literally things would have been fine.
Tips for moms out there.
Just tell me when your kid's psycho. It's fine.
And we won't leave.
Pay me well.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Everything will be Gucci. We'll keep them alive. But you at least have to warn us if they're going to do some crazy you know? But then another story that I'm thinking of as I'm thinking about payment and things is I used to be a nanny for this family and it was a single mom and she was the sweetest and she had 3 kids and I was like their summer nanny and I worked for them all the time. She would always pay me in checks. And one day she asked me to stay like a lot longer than normal. So I was working like 12-hour days for a whole week. It was crazy. I thought my paycheck was going to be the best that it ever would be. And I get paid and it's $30. And normally I got paid like at least 300, like 400.
Maybe she just left a zero off. Or was it cash?
Well, I asked, no, it was a check. And I was like, why did you only pay me $30? And she was like, oh, that's what I normally pay you. And I was like, no, I have pictures of all of the checks that you've written me. Like, you normally pay me a lot more than this. Like, I worked so many hours this mm-hmm. week. What? And she was like, well, sorry. And she just came up with like the most BS excuses. But it sucked because I could never really see the kids again. And I love them. But like, it made it super awkward between me and the mom, you know? Because like, what I hate is when people, I don't know. You see it a lot when people like start their own businesses or whatever, like they want to give their family like stuff for free or whatever. But mm-hmm. with nannying, like you can't really do that. Like I feel like people try to take advantage of if you've like been there for a long time or whatever and they just want to pay you less or whatever. I don't know. So if you're listening, make sure that you don't do that. Make sure you like the longer your nanny is with you, like up her pay, you know? I don't know. What are some other pieces of advice you have?
For parents or for yeah. people in the nannying position?
You could do both.
Make sure you're compatible with the people that you're working for. That's really important.
Mm-hmm. And set expectations mm-hmm. about, for both of you, like for what you expect.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
honestly, for just people that want to be nannies, like, if you like kids that much, that's great. Just really make sure that you are not going to be out of it or out of the phase in, like, a specific amount of time. Because, I don't know, I'm such an advocate for children. They need people that aren't their parents that love them and believe in them and want to see them do good. It's normal for kids to have that, and especially now with all this Roni going on, it's like kids really need outside people more than ever. And not in a, hey, let's go do dumb things, like, hey, let's learn, I don't know. I teach kids yoga, so a lot of it is also like I want them to develop correctly in a non-traumatic environment.
So, question for you. How would you deal with a situation where, like, let's say you are babysitting or nannying for a family that, like, their fundamental values don't add up with yours?
I wouldn't be in there in the first place.
Good deal. I like it.
There's an interview process that you'd go through. I mean, you have to. If you don't go through an interview process, you probably should be worried a little bit, either about the children or, like, how things are going to work out. I don't know. I think it's important to state that early on in the conversation that you are, like, exactly what you're looking for. If you want to do it for just a year, be like, I want to try this out for a year. Maybe we can commit to more, but I don't know. I've been with my family for 5 years. I feel like I don't want to say they couldn't function without me, because they're doing fine right now in Corona, and I have not been working as much because social distancing and things. But
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I fit there in those kids. I don't want to say they need me, but I feel like they need some kind of positive force in their life that isn't their mom and their dad, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think the cool thing about being a nanny is that you will have these kids, like, in your heart and in your life forever.
I was talking to someone about it the other day, and, like, she's the youngest in the family I nanny for. She just turned 7. I've known her since she was, like, 2.5, 3 years old. She knows more of her life with me than she knows without it. Like, that put things into perspective for me. And I don't know. Kids are really cool, special, smart. Like, they see the world through very non-judgmental eyes, because they don't know any better yet. The younger the kid, the more honest they'll be, for sure.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Never ask a 3-year-old how you look unless you want to get reamed. Like, never. Unless you're dressed to the nines.
They, like, actually love you, and they are like, I love you. You're so pretty.
That's like those kids on the Jimmy. I don't. It's either Kimmel or Fallon. I don't know which one, but they do that Halloween thing where it's like, oh, I ate all your candy, and some of the kids are like, I'm never talking to you again, Mama. And then some are like, Mommy, it's okay. You didn't know any better. You were probably just really hungry. And, like, you don't know which kid you're going to get until you ask him something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, and side note, I'm really, really sad that I'm not nannying, or at least don't have a baby of my own, during this weird TikTok challenge where it's, like, the toddler temptation challenge. Have you seen it?
Oh, I did one.
And, oh, it was so cute.
One of the families I nanny for, it's a 2-year-old girl and a 10-month-old baby now, which is so, she's so large. Makes me want to cry. But she did the toddler challenge, and she was just like, Mommy, what are you doing? Mommy, what are you doing? Mommy, what are you doing? Like, the whole time she was gone, it was so cute and so that's exactly how she is.
She just really wanted some freaking
candy.
She's
cute. I love all the kids that are patient during that, though. It's so cute.
There was one that I saw today, and there was a little girl, and she goes, I'm just gonna wait for candy.
Oh, my God.
I'm just gonna wait for candy.
Kylie Jenner's little daughter was like, patient, patient. It's so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby videos. So cute.
Children. Well, how long do you think you will be a nanny, or what is your plan with all the things? I'll tell you mine. I think I've been a nanny for like almost 6 years now, and I really want my own babies, and I want to, I don't know, I really missed babies, but I think I may just like babysit every now and then, because now I'm podcasting. and doing my business and, you know, obviously becoming TikTok famous with my 2 likes that I get. So obviously that'll be another stream of income.
Hey, everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah, so maybe I will, like, all of my friends that don't like kids but still want kids of their own are like, can I just, like, leave my kid with you until they turn 7 and then I'll come pick it up and then that I'll start watching horrible. It? And I'm like, I mean, do you mean, like, just babysitting or do you want me to, like, house them and things? And no. They're like, no, just babysit. And I'm like, oh, okay.
See, I would pull a whole Little Fires Everywhere and be like, hey, they died. Bye. And then we would leave the country.
With all of my friends' kids?
Yeah. And then we would have like a Brady Bunch family and it would be super fun. We could live in some tropical place. I don't know. I would get so attached to the... I would never want to let them go, especially when they're 7. That's when they're getting good.
Little side note, me and Courtney are going to, like, do this for the rest of our lives. We've basically decided because...
Do what? Podcasting? Do
this. No, just hang out together every day. So even when we're moms... what? Podcast every day?
Like, gosh, that's maybe. So much content.
So much content. I don't know if people would listen to all of that content.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Well.
Hold on, wait. Okay, I need to go. Okay, this is another thing you should do if you're a nanny. Write down the dumb shit your kids say.
Oh my god, wait, let's end it with this because it's gold.
I have lists from, like, ever since I've been with the kids that I watch, I just write down funny things that they say because you have to. Some of them are gold. One time said...
Sophia's how old?
Sophia is 7, but okay. She was maybe 5 when she said this. She was like, I'm going to tell you a very real truth. Don't ever be popular because someone will want to kill you. She also said... She asked me, she goes, how long has Vegas been lost? You know, Lost Vegas. And I was like... Oh, sweet baby, no.
Aww, that's sweet, so sweet baby.
She cried when the 49ers lost the Super Bowl. The other day, my God, okay, she's 7. The other day, I asked her, what's something cool you want to do in life? She goes, die.
What?
What? She's crazy.
And why?
We were at Tropical Smoothie, and she goes, is this where you come to get drunk? Like, yeah, you got me. That's where I come to get drunk. Let's see.
Tropical smoothie party.
Kayla Woo-hoo. Has a list too. I just keep lists for all the people in my life because it's funny. Kayla's list is good. We'll read that another time.
We should just have a session where we get super, super drunk and we just document what we talk about the more drunk that we get.
That would be very interesting. I would want a topic.
We would have to edit out a lot of stuff.
We're not. Just...
Oh man, well, if you've gotten this far, thank you for listening to all of our horror stories and all of our funny stories and all of our, I don't know, things that we have with kids. And if you have any stories that you want to share, or if you need advice with kids or anything, let us know.
Yep.
You can follow us on the gram. Maybe even on TikTok, shameless plug.
Please follow Kayla on TikTok.
I'm so great on TikTok. I'm putting all of these really hot 19-year-olds to shame.
Can you do an outro music for me?
Okay. Ba, 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 ba. And that was Courtney Williams. I can't. Okay. Okay, ready? Maybe we can sing bye together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
No.
Bye.
Wait, we can say bye. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Bye. Bye.